The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material. This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
The governors of Florida and Texas are doing everything they can to undermine the life-saving requirements that I proposed.
Don't you see what's happening?
Big corporations and super wealthy have to start paying their fair share of taxes. I'm not out to punish anyone. I'm a capitalist.
If they assassinate my character and make me look crazy or stupid, guess what? No one else will ever ask questions again.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Saw a funny meme this morning from a friend of mine. Imagine if there was a 99% chance that you won't crap your pants, but you're forced to wear diapers just in case. Happy Friday! Can I say that? Can I say crap your pants? That's cleaned up, right? Poop your pants. Maybe I'll say poop your pants. I think that's even worse. But it's not what the meme actually says, because I definitely can't say that word. But you know what it is. Wow, what a week this has been. What a crazy week. We got King George Biden ranting and raving and coughing. My producer, Derek, is very concerned about Biden's coughing. All he's doing is coughing. And somebody even asked Circle Back Psaki about it. Says nothing to worry about. There's nothing to be concerned. He just has maybe a mild cold. I don't like, what is he, 80, 79? I don't want him getting a mild cold. I don't want him to, listen, I pray for his health. I want him to be safe. I want him to be healthy. I don't want him to get the Rona. I'm struggling now with whether or not I'm supposed to get the doggone Pfizer as a booster to Johnson & Johnson, and I think that sounds like a terrible idea, but my doctor's on board. These are my problems. My problems become your problems. That's what I do here. I mean, you know, I don't suffer in silence, ever. But I'm not coughing like Joe is. Here's King George, cut nine, having a hard time clearing his throat quite a bit.
And the choice is this. Are we going to continue with an economy where the overwhelming share of the benefits go to big corporations and the very wealthy? Or are we going to take this moment right now to set this country on a new path, one that invests in this nation, creates real sustained economic growth, and that benefits everyone, including working people and middle class folks? That's something we haven't realized in this country for decades. The data is absolutely clear.
Now, nothing's edited there at all. Now, listen, call me crazy. I don't think it's that big a deal. I don't know what's wrong with me this week. I mean, things that people around me think is a big deal is not that big a deal to me. So he's clearing his throat a few times. But evidently, it got NBC's Kelly O'Donnell's attention. She asked Circle Back Psaki about this.
One very different, separate. Many of us were in the East Room watching the president. Mm-hmm. We've seen him on many occasions where he has a repeated cough. What is the situation with that cough, and is that a concern?
It's not a concern. We have a doctor who travels with him, obviously, who checks in if it is ever warranted. And certainly that continues to be the case, as it has been since the beginning of his presidency.
Is there an explanation for why he coughs so frequently in situations like that? I'm sure you saw it.
I did. I don't think it's an issue of concern. I think there are a range of reasons why we may need to clear our throat, or we may have a little light cold. And that's certainly something that presidents, elected officials, reporters, spokespeople can confront. But it's not an area where we have a medical concern.
Uh-oh. Might have a mild cold. Uh-oh. Somebody get a whole team of doctors to follow him around. I hope they're testing him. Because, you know, he's after hiding in the basement during the campaign, now he's out going around greeting people. I had a friend of mine last night incidentally say, I'll call him out, Joey Hudson. Joey Hudson told me, with all the Broadway shows I'm going to, he goes, it's just a matter of time. You're going to get COVID. And I said, well, that's nice. Thank you, Mr. Sunshine. Thanks for your encouragement. You're like the guy chasing the lady around in the Target. Do you see this video? Hear about this video? It went viral. I still don't know where it happened, but there's a guy with an ugly hat on with a little pin saying, I've been vaccinated, evidently, who literally is harassing a woman without a mask. And she recorded it. She took out her cell phone to show this jerk for all of his glory. Think about how miserable your life must be to go around chasing people in a Target because they don't have a mask on. Now, I'm thinking if you're worried about somebody without a mask, you'll stay away from them. Target's a big store. It's not like he's crammed into a tiny space with her. But nope, he had to chase her around.
Immunity is a threat, but
really? You're vaccinated?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are? Because I already have natural immunity.
Yeah.
You're not going to follow me around in the store and point at me to people. So I will video you.
So we have a state regulation that...
And it's not a law. You're an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, so you're going to insult me now. So my
just
wife
leave
is
her
a...
Alone. Leave her alone.
Here. Watch
her.
Oh, is she?
What are you doing? This is between the two of us.
So what? Leave her alone. You got your mask on. You're safe. I'm sure you're vaccinated too.
He has a badge that says it.
I do. So my wife is a doctor who specializes in infectious disease.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, do you think that she just doesn't know what she's talking about?
It's her choice. It's her choice. Just leave her alone.
No, there's a store requirement and a state requirement. It's not her
mandate.
Job. It's not your job.
You can't harass her.
It's
what are you even
our
in
job
here for?
As a community to come together.
You're not even shopping. You're going around to harass people.
Then make sure that people are shamed when you're with me.
He was following
when
me.
They put the
he
rest
won't
leave
me alone. He's vaccinated.
I know, and he has a badge on. Stop following me.
Here's my job.
It doesn't work. I know. We've already had a community, so like, I'm not with you guys.
By publicly shaming me?
The public venue. Yeah, you're making a bad decision. You're a bad American.
I am. I totally am. And I voted for Trump.
Yeah, you're a bad person. You're a bad person for doing
it. He's not a bad person because my mom was vaccinated and still ended up in the hospital with COVID. It's her choice.
Yeah, well, it's very, very unusual.
It's not unusual. I just had somebody die last week
of COVID. Are you saying that she just makes this
stuff up?
Probably. She has a choice and you have a choice.
Yeah, well, the store has a policy. The state has a policy. You're putting the community at risk.
You're being harassing.
You know what I love the most about that clip is the way the other shoppers defended her. Did you notice that? I mean, this jerk, you're a bad person. You're making a bad decision. My wife's a doctor. Your wife's a doctor? Oh, big deal. You know what? You may need your wife and her medical services if you harass some woman with a big, husband who might not take too kindly to you harassing his wife. You know, she may specialize in infectious diseases, but she might need to specialize in a swollen lip because somebody's going to clean your clock if you go around harassing women in Target. And don't you love how when the other shoppers started defending her, say, go away, leave her alone. This is between me and her. That's what bullies say. That's what gross men who harass and assault women say, this is just between us. He's shocked. The other shoppers are saying, leave her alone. Get away. You don't want to be around somebody that doesn't have a mask on? Don't go near her. Nobody's putting a gun to your head, but I love the way the other shoppers stood up to this clown. That's what people are going to have to do. That's why me, as a vaccinated American, is going to continue to stand up for people who choose not to get the vaccine. It may not be my choice for me, but I can't make my choice for you. Why is that so difficult for people to understand? Why is that so hard for for people to understand. They're talking now about a vaccine mandate to get on an airplane. Here's Circle Back's Psaki saying it's not off the table. We're taking bold, ambitious steps, vaccine mandates to go into a building and maybe a vaccine mandate to board a commercial airliner.
Anthony Fauci has said that he would support the notion of requiring either vaccinations or a negative test for domestic air travel in the U.S. for passengers, not staff. If he supports that, he's the president's chief medical advisor. Why haven't you done that?
Well, I would say, right now, last week we announced some bold, ambitious steps that were supported across the board from our health and medical experts. Right now, our focus is on implementing those. Part of that was also doubling fines for people who were not wearing masks on planes, a step that we feel would help keep people safe on flights and reduce the spread. We haven't taken options off the table, but I don't have any updates to share with you at this point. Our focus is on implementation of the big steps we announced last week.
I pretty much guarantee you this administration is going to mandate vaccines to get on an airplane. Guarantee you. They've already mandated masks on planes, buses, and trains, all public transportation. If they're going to mandate vaccines for any company with 100 people or more, why wouldn't they do that on an airplane? Most flights have 100 people or more. Doesn't make any. Of course they will. And then what are we going to do? Are we going to take it? Or are we going to stand up? I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know what that even looks like. Here's Bill Maher, the comic on HBO. He was with Jimmy Kimmel scolding the mainstream media, or who I call the Beast, for terrifying people, for leading like the guy in the Target with the ugly hat and the stupid badge on, saying he's been vaccinated, leading people to chase people down in a Target, bothering them because they don't have a mask on. Bill Maher says that's the mainstream media's fault.
To cite a survey that was in the New York Times, which is a liberal paper, so they weren't looking for this answer. But they were talking about, the question was, what do you think the chances are that you would have to go to the hospital if you got COVID?
Mm-hmm.
And Democrats thought that was way higher than Republicans. 70% of Democrats thought it was way, way, way higher than it really was. Liberal media has to take a little responsibility for that. For scaring the shit out of people. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because it's much harder for every touring act to sell tickets in blue states.
Oh, interesting.
They're afraid to go out of the house.
I see.
Whereas in red states, it's all good to go.
He's right. He's absolutely right. You know, I don't like the guy. The guy hates people of faith, it seems. He questions faith. He's anti-religion. But Bill Maher, and I will never forgive or forget the way he insulted our troops and called them cowards, essentially, said that the terrorists of 9/11, you know, at least weren't lobbing bombs from far distances. And that it was just such a terrible slur. He lost his ABC gig over that. But, you know, he's parlayed it into a great career and he's very successful on HBO. This guy speaks a lot of truth. And he's right about the mainstream media, the liberal media, scaring the crap out of people, leading people to lose their ever-loving minds. What would you do with somebody coming up to your wife in a Target and harassing her if she doesn't have a mask on? 1-800-655-MIKE.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor, for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor. Let's get your take on the guy in the Target. Here's Toby. Hey, Toby, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. What do you make of the male Karen with the ugly hat chasing the lady around that doesn't have her mask on in the Target?
Well, if that was my wife, I believe I would remind him of what Mike Tyson once said. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
Amen. And none of us are advocating violence. But seriously, you better think twice about going around harassing people over because you can't mind your stupid business with your dumb badge on saying I've been vaccinated. These virtue signalers who think that they're superior to everybody else because they're wearing their mask and they've gotten their vaccine. Here's Bob. Hey Bob, how are you?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Pretty good. Pretty good. What'd you make of Mr. Target?
Well, he reminds me of a time about 65 years ago when I was in fourth grade. That was the year all the girls became compliant Nazis and tattletale. Given that the American male has been emasculated by the woke movement, I would say this is a eunuch with arrested development.
All right, thank you. People aren't taking too kindly to the man in the Target store. Can't wait to catch up with Buddy Foy Jr. He's got some exciting things happening. Remember the guy that owns the restaurants in New York and Florida? He's kind of expanding his empire to even include a little bit of radio work as well as some fine, wonderful restaurants. Buddy Foy Jr. and more all coming up. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
People who don't want to get vaccinated are not a homogeneous group. They have different reasons why they don't want to get vaccinated. We're trying our best to convince people, but you reach a certain point where you almost hit a wall, and that's where mandates come in. Sometimes for the greater good of society, you have to do that.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Bull crap. You know, you don't hit a wall where you've got to start mandating something because you haven't been able to convince anybody, Dr. Fauci. I like the comic version of Dr. Fauci. Every time I hear him now, I think of this guy.
I'd say even if you live alone, I would wear a mask in the house, especially in the shower, because frankly, droplets can make the way through the drain and come up through somebody else's toilet, infecting them with COVID through the anus. Ballpark in 2 to 5 to 20 years, we can start thinking about considering the idea of pondering the thought of conceptualizing the possibility of maybe, perhaps, reopening, but probably not. I would avoid having any fun whatsoever in the near to far future.
And it scares me that every time I play that clip, people really do think that's the real Dr. Fauci. Because how do you tell the difference? Portions of our show brought to you in part by Warner Brothers Pictures' Cry Macho from legendary director Clint Eastwood. It's a story of being lost and found. Clint Eastwood returns as a one-time rodeo star and washed-up horse breeder. He takes a job to bring back a man's young son home from Mexico. The unlikely duo face an unexpectedly challenging journey. The only road home is through redemption. It opens tonight. See it in theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days, rated PG-13. I thought it was really intriguing how Bill Maher made a comment about the New York Times not finding the answer they were looking for when they said how many people, you know, believe you're going to wind up in the hospital with COVID. Same thing happened evidently to WXYZ-TV, Channel 7 in Detroit. I was reading about this week. I shared a little bit of it with you yesterday. So they asked their viewers on their Facebook page to direct message them if they lost a loved one due to COVID after having refused to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Because that's what a great trick that is. The media loves that story. Oh, he didn't get the vaccine. He died an agonizing death. He wished he got the vaccine. Well, it turns out they got over 180,000 responses of people who died of COVID after they were vaccinated. So they didn't get the answer they wanted. Somebody looked through many of the comments. There wasn't a single one stating they lost someone to COVID after refusing to get the COVID-19 shot. So what's the TV station going to do now? You're going to cover that story? Nobody's covering that story. Nobody's covering what happens. How about fully vaccinated people who wind up terribly sick or dying? Well, the Karen there, the guy, the male Karen with the ugly hat and the badge on the target, that's very unusual. Very unusual. Well, none of us want that very unusual to happen to us. Julian wants to share a story about her husband who defended her in the store. Hey, Julian, how are you?
Hey, yes, it's Julianne. Maybe I should be
sorry, Julianne. How are you?
That I'm doing just absolutely great.
Good.
But I couldn't help but I'm sitting here chuckling, hearing your story. And thank you, Mike. We love all the work you're doing. I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you very much.
I know. I was in a regular grocery store that they know me very, very well. It's like a jewel grocery store. And I was with my husband who had had a busy day working from home and all. And I had a shield type of mask on because I'm not able to wear a mask. And I'm also allergic to the inactive ingredient in the vaccine. So I did a vaccine. So we're in the grocery store. It's like, you know, 5:30 in the evening. Everybody else is there, too. And it's a big grocery store. And this gentleman in the next aisle starts yelling at me because I don't have a mask on. I said, sir, excuse me. I'm not able to wear it. Would you have your vaccine? I said, I'm allergic to the active ingredient. He just let into me. And I am an outspoken person myself. But my husband was having a rough day. That's it. You know, and he started arguing all the facts against Dr. Fauci, against the CDC, and this guy started yelling back. I mean,
wow.
I'm sitting with my husband. It was so funny. He's like leaning over. I'm hanging on to his hand. Like, John, quiet. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do?
But, Julianne, isn't it crazy how this guy thinks that he has the right to demand a medical condition of you? In other words, you don't need to tell him your reason for not having a vaccine or a mask for that matter. But this guy feels emboldened enough to make that demand of you. That's how these people roll. They're crazy. They really are. They're nuts. And the guy, just look at him. If you haven't seen the video, we've got it posted at MikeOnline.com. Look at his stupid hat and his dumb badge. A badge on his T-shirt. I'm vaccinated. Oh, good for you. You want a medal? What do you want? You want an award? My gosh. Portions of our show are brought to you by MyPillow. And a lot of people have been fighting hard for Mike Lindell, and I'm proud of Mike's efforts to fight for America, and I'm happy to endorse. I get away from telling you about the pillow itself. The premium MyPillow that started it all. They've got so many great products now at MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G, where you'll get a great night's sleep. But you know what I love? Is the pillow itself. The premium is normally $69.98. It's $29.98 when you enter the promo code MikeG. And buying a product from MyPillow a Minnesota-based company with hundreds of happy employees. It's more than just buying a great product. It's about supporting a company that has been under attack, a man like Mike Lindell who has been under siege. If this has been payday for you, maybe you want to splurge a little bit, get the My Slippers, you're going to get a huge discount, get the Giza Dream Sheets, the softest, most luxurious sheets you'll ever sleep in your life. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials square, click on that box, and then with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. Coming up, a few months ago, we met Buddy Foy Jr. He's a restaurateur, an entrepreneur, who's been kind of chased out of New York by the crazy Democrat politics. He's in Florida now. Wait till you hear what he's up to. We'll share it with you next.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
A while ago, I had a chance to talk to Buddy Foy Jr. How little did I know he was going to become a threat to my radio existence with his own radio show. He's now the radio host of the Buddy Foy Jr. Show, which is a really big deal. We're thrilled to welcome back the owner of two restaurants, one in Florida, one in New York. The one in New York is a legendary, the Chateau on the Lake, Lake George. Then there's one on the west coast of Florida, the Chateau Anna Maria, but there's plans to expand. This multi-award-winning entrepreneur is now a radio star, host of the Buddy Foy Jr. Show. Please don't take away the Mike Gallagher Show slot, Buddy. Don't get that good.
Oh, Mike, I've got a long, long way ahead of me to even get close to that, my friend.
You got a nice setup, though. I love that you're doing this. This is really cool. We're going to talk about the show in just a minute. It airs Saturdays, 10 a.m. on The Answer in Sarasota on AM 930 and FM 93.7 FM. Then in New York on The Answer, AM 970. Everyone can listen online, live, and on the podcast. Buddy, tell us all about your new show.
Listen, the new show is really who knew that politics and business would collide the way it is.
Right. Right.
So I've had to put my hat in the ring. What's going on and how the government is now involved in our businesses. We need a voice. And I, you know, fortunately, during this whole COVID thing, we were able to get a ton of PR and just the emails and the phone calls of my customers coming in. We serve over 50,000 customers a summer.
Wow.
And they're just saying, listen, get out there more. We want to hear more about what's going on in your world because we had no idea how hard it was being a small entrepreneur in today's environment. So we're going to cover that, have guests on, talk about it. But the collision of politics and business, which frankly I never thought would be at the pinnacle that it's at right now. Let's hope it's the pinnacle.
It's incredible the way they've intersected. I'm spending a lot of time with my friends at the Job Creators Network next Thursday, an event in Tampa with Governor Ron DeSantis, with Larry Elder, Alfredo Ortiz. I'm going to be on stage. We're going to be at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay. People can get tickets at theanswertampa.com because it's coming up Thursday night, September the 23rd. And, Buddy, we're focused like a laser on the way small business owners have been crushed by the Biden administration. It's not getting any better. It's getting worse. So, you know, how do we fight back? We need voices like yours. We need Buddy Foy Jr. all over the country. And I'm thrilled about this broadcast because, I mean, you cannot overstate how small business owners are hurting right now, Buddy. And it doesn't feel like this administration is doing a pardon my language, a damn thing to help us.
That's right. First of all, I'll be there. I'm joining you guys. I'm going to come and be a visitor.
Good.
And participate in that event.
Can't wait to see you in person. Media. Great.
That's so perfect. I look forward to that.
Me
I think
too.
We got to do what we're doing, right? What you're doing on the 23rd of September in Tampa. We've got to talk more and be honest. You know, when I started the show, all of a sudden, I've got customers coming in saying, oh, by the way, I'm with you. I'm not happy either about what's going on. But people are so afraid to speak out. And that's, we all know where that leads. Yeah. We all know that that'll get rid of capitalism real fast. We'll be socialized before we know it.
I've been quoting an article, Molly Hemingway, the great writer at The Federalist. She posted a speech. She got an award, and she talked about the need for people to fight. And you got to be wise about it. We have to be strategic. But it feels like we're surrounded by these crazies who are imposing mandates, who want to, you know, act like tyrants, act like we're some communist dictatorship country. And as Molly Hemingway points out, listen, we got to fight back, and they are all around us, so there's a target-rich environment.
That's right. You know, what she's 100% on the money. I'll check that out myself.
Yeah, you got to read it.
My daughter, she's in college, and she says to me, Dad, what's going on? She's a conservative. She's in college, and she's afraid to voice her opinion. And her, forget about her opinion. She's afraid to even say she's a conservative.
Right, I know. Oh, right? She'll get her head cut off. She'll get shut down. She'll get canceled. I mean, they'll come right after her. Buddy Foy, right. Jr., let's talk about not only the New York restaurant. I mean, again, I think everybody knows about the Chateau on the Lake and beautiful, beautiful Lake George. I want to talk a little bit about your Florida locations as well. You have the location in Anna Maria Island, but you're planning to open another Florida location. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so we're opening another location. We actually just got the keys yesterday.
Wow.
In south of downtown Sarasota. So it's on the trail, on the corner of the trail and Siesta. It's on Siesta Drive in the trail.
Got it.
Tamiami Trail.
And it's and the restaurant's called?
The restaurant's going to be called, we'll do a vote. But my wife wants Chateau Siesta. We'll do a vote on social media. We'll put it up there, what they think we should name it. But usually, I don't know about you, Mike, but usually my wife gets what she wants.
Tell me about it. My wife was the boss. I mean, when she spoke, we all had to listen. And, you know, the old happy life, happy wife.
That's right.
What's your vote, buddy? What do you like?
You know, I do like Chateau Siesta. I want to keep the wife happy.
Good deal. Well, you got to get a Mike Gallagher table there in the corner, because I'm going to come see you guys a lot, since I live in the Tampa Bay area, and we got a lot of listeners in Sarasota. But incidentally, how do people follow you? Help for the people listening to us all over the country. How do we connect with the great Buddy Foy Jr. and the Buddy Foy Jr. Show?
So you got my handles on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's all Buddy Foy Jr. That's Buddy Foy Jr. And then our website, buddyfoyjr.com.
Got it.
And that's how they connect with us. I appreciate that.
Talk about the challenges that you're facing right now. Let's go back to the entrepreneur like you. I mean, you and I share a similar path in terms of this. We go back and forth a lot between Florida and New York. New York taxes chased me out. I mean, they crushed me, and I thought, I'm not doing this anymore. I love Florida living, so I'm blessed to be able to sort of live in both places, most of the time in Florida, part-time in New York. I know you had that similar journey. Let's talk about that path that you took, a little bit like I did.
Yeah, so the path was a little faster than I thought it would be. COVID expedited our Florida. My wife and I, we had an internet business in New Jersey, servicing the fashion industry, 100-plus clients, 300 employees, et cetera, board meetings. And eventually we exited that business, ended up in Lake George, Bolton Landing on Lake George, started the restaurant. And frankly, we wanted to ski, snowmobile, and have some fun. And as our kids started getting into the college age, we said, hey, why don't we start doing part-time in Florida, which was, my parents did the same thing. They own a restaurant, Kate's Italian Garden, right up the street from my restaurant in New York. And we kind of envied my parents' lifestyle, where they spent 3 or 4 months a year in Florida. So during COVID, we ended up there for a couple months, unbeknownst to our plans. And we fell in love with it. And next thing you know, we got shut down here in New York. So the governor of New York forced our hand, where we were really nervous about our future as restaurant owners and people who love employing people. Like, we love giving jobs. And when DeSantis had a press conference, hey, every job's essential.
Right.
That's all I needed to hear.
That's all I
every
needed to hear. Yep, that's
he
it.
He spoke right. I felt like he looked through the TV right at me. You can open a restaurant in Florida. So we reached out to the community members. My brother happens to live in Sarasota. He got involved, and next thing you know, he was a partner with us at the Anna Maria Island location. We found it. We found great partners, and in 60 days, we had a business. Now, we have a business there. It's doing very, very well. We love the taxes. My employees love their paycheck every Friday compared to New York now. And I got a funny story. If we have time, we can go into that. My chef receiving his first New York paycheck when he got back, how shocked he was. Until you live it, you really don't know it. You can read it. You can think it. So we got forced to move to Florida, and now we're full-time 7 to 8 month residents in Florida and part-time New Yorkers.
It's literally what I witnessed, because I get paid when I'm in New York. I pay New York taxes. When I'm in Florida, I pay Florida tax. You know, no state income tax in Florida, and I pay. Of course, I still pay part-time resident taxes. I mean, my accountant has this set up, and I dot every I and cross every T to make sure I keep track of how many days I'm in Florida. But you're right. When you see your paycheck from New York and how drastic it is compared to your paycheck from Florida, that's the eye-opener that drives people out of these high-tax blue states like New York, like Illinois, like California. People are saying enough is enough is enough, and that's what you did. And I'm thrilled. I can't wait to listen to you on the radio. The Buddy Foy Jr. Show, Saturdays at 10 a.m. on The Answer in Sarasota, on both AM 930 and FM 93.7 FM, and then in New York City, where I am right now, prior to getting back on the plane and heading back to Florida, The Answer, AM 970. Saturdays, 10 a.m. on The Answer, AM 970 in New York. And again, coast to coast, online, go to BuddyFoyJr.com. Buddy Foy, and it's just JR, BuddyFoyJr.com. Buddy, I can't wait to dine at one of your restaurants in person. I'll see you at the Tampa event. Incidentally, Governor DeSantis going to be on stage, along with Larry Elder scheduled to be there, Governor DeSantis, Alfredo Ortiz, and then you got Big Mouth Mike Gallagher. I mean, Buddy Foy Jr., you can't go wrong. Is that an event or what?
It's an event, Mike. I can't wait.
TheAnswerTampa.com for tickets. TheAnswerTampa.com for tickets. Buddy Foy Jr., keep fighting the good fight. Good luck with everything you're doing. Can't wait to see you in person. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, my friend.
What a week. Thank you for joining us. Have a terrific weekend. We'll do it again Monday, Florida bound, back in the Sunshine State for our big event next week in Tampa Bay. I'm Mike Gallagher. Keep fighting the good fight. God bless America.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.